This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. When your anatomy says you're one gender, but early on you know you're not, what can you do? Where can you go for help? Meet a 15-year-old and her mom about their journey and the help they received from the only hospital in the Southwest handling all aspects of treating kids with what's called gender dysphoria. And a gentle warning, this story contains language that could be considered graphic. This condition, which used to be called gender identity disorder, is rare. Dr. Ximena Lopez is the endocrinologist at Genesis. The acronym stands for Gender Education and Care Interdisciplinary Support. It's a joint effort of UT Southwestern and Children's Medical Centers.
The prevalence that's been reported in the literature ranges from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 300, depending on where it's done. I think that the prevalence is definitely higher than what people think.
Lopez says gender dysphoria demands both physical and psychological care.
We do treat it as a medical condition because it can lead to psychological problems such as depression, anxiety. In children especially, in adolescents that are not supported by parents, the rate of suicidal attempt is very high. It's almost 50%. 50% compared to 4% in the general adolescent population.
That brings us to Cami. We've agreed not to use her last name. Now approaching 16, she's had strong family support to help her deal with bullying, name-calling, and the feeling all her life that she's a girl with male anatomy. She thought she must be gay and told her mom in second grade. She was 7.
I had to go through 3rd, 4th grade. It's kind of like my little secret. Like, I didn't really tell anybody that other people knew because, you know, I was a lot more flamboyant than any of the other boys.
Mom Christina Pippin noticed differences in Cami much, much earlier.
Cami, from the time she was 2 or 3, from the time she potty trained, you know, she was sitting to go to the bathroom. She wouldn't stand to go to the bathroom. She was covering her genitals in the bathtub with a washcloth. She told me that her penis wasn't supposed to be there.
At 5, Cami wanted earrings and had to write a convincing argument for mom to allow them. She succeeded. Childhood nightmares didn't include monsters, says her mother.
Her greatest fear was growing a beard. Other kids are dreaming about Freddy Krueger and the boogeyman. Mm-hmm. Her nightmare is growing a beard, having an Adam's apple, getting a deep voice. Her biggest nightmare was puberty.
That was 6 years ago. Soon, Cami started medically approved hormone blockers for those diagnosed as trans or transgender. Dr. Lopez says that's a reversible first step.
It can be a phase in some children. Many of those children actually end up being homosexual and not end up being all the way transgender. The children that by the time puberty starts persist with this gender dysphoria, those are very likely to persist actually into adulthood.
Cami has never changed her mind, but it affected the family. Mom, a Mormon, says she was excommunicated. Cami's dad and 3 brothers also accepted Cami's decision, her older brother saying Cami's always been a girl. Still, it all took time. Early on, Mom saw Cami's condition as a curse and mourned the loss of her son before emotionally embracing the blessing of a daughter.
I think the worst fear that any parent has is losing their child to a hate crime or their child growing up and being misunderstood, maybe never being able to experience the joy of getting married or having children. And she deserves that. She deserves that because she's an incredible girl. So I don't say if, I say when she finds the right man. They will know who she is and they won't be bothered by that. And I don't say if she has kids, I say when you have your children, you're going to be a great mother.
For now, Cami's taking what are known as cross-sex hormones. The next step is surgery. She's still a minor, a high school freshman, but since 4th grade, when she researched it, she's been convinced she'll want what's called sex reassignment surgery.
Something that I feel like I need to move on to the next chapter in my life so I can feel more complete and comfortable in my own skin.
Eventually, there may be more hormones, possibly other operations, while watching out for cancer, a concern from taking the hormones. She and her mom wanted to talk about all of this because they hope to help others in the same situation. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.